There was a study which made some findings about menstruation and COVID and the extent to which COVID and vaccination impact on menstrual cycles, and the Commission for Gender Equality issued a statement with which some scientists are taking issue. Let's get all of that explained to us by Helen Rees, who has many, many hats, but it is as, I don't know, what hat are you wearing at the moment, Helen? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Thank you for having me. I'm the executive director of VITS Reproductive Health and HIV Institute that does a lot of this work and has done a lot of work with young women and COVID infection and vaccines, but also chair of the board of SAHPRA. So okay. Probably those two.
All right. Yeah. So let's start with the original study and what it found, and then move on to the misinterpretation placed on that study by the Commission for Gender Equality.
Yes. So this was a study that was published in January of this year, but there have been other studies as well. And what they found was a small change in some women in the study to the period between the interval between their periods. They didn't find a change in the heaviness of the periods or how long the period was. And it was a very small change, less than a day. And other studies have also found a similar thing in some women, not in all women by any means. And in nearly all those studies, the period goes back to normal in the next cycle. So this was a finding, but is thought to be of no significance. And I think particularly important, the authors of this study basically concluded that this was really of no significance. And they said that at a population level, this change in menstrual cycle lengths, which is very small and goes back to normal, as I say from other studies, is not anything of great concern. So it's against that background that many people, and it's not just individual scientists, it's also institutions, organizations, associations such as the South African Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, SAMA, who are very worried that a very important and well-respected Chapter 9 institution has really sort of delved outside its mandate when there are many, many experienced institutions and individuals in the country who would have been able to advise them and would have come to a really different conclusion. And we're very worried about putting out negative statements that might discourage young women from having what's potentially a life-saving vaccine.
So the Commission for Gender Equality misinterpreted the study and put out a statement saying it has a significant impact on menstruation, and therefore let us think a great deal more before we ask young women or women who are still premenopausal to have a vaccine.
Yes, well, I think one of the things that SAHPRA, the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, has a responsibility for is what's called pharmacovigilance. That means monitoring safety of all of the health products in the country once they're introduced and ongoingly. And obviously we've been looking very closely at vaccines, but we don't only do it in South Africa. We work with other international regulators, with the World Health Organization. We collectivize all our data. And one of the things that we do, I mean, with any vaccine, you do get side effects. As you probably know, it can be anything from a minor side effect, very common, sore arms, feeling a bit tired, etc. And in some instances for the COVID vaccines, very, very rare, but more serious side effects. And that's why we monitor very carefully. But then what we do is what's called a benefit risk assessment. Now, I think it's really important to understand that for young women, there is a risk associated with COVID infection. At a very simple level, in one study, about 25% of young women who got COVID infection reported abnormalities in their periods. So many, many more than in this smallish study. But much more important than that, we've looked very carefully at the things that will worry young women. Is the vaccine going to affect my fertility? And the answer is there is absolutely no evidence at all that these vaccines will affect the fertility. And in fact, in the clinical trials and in assisted reproduction centers, we're seeing no difference in rates of fertility amongst vaccinated and unvaccinated women.
Whenever I say that or have somebody on my program saying that, the immediate comeback from those who are vaccine opposed is, how can you know? Because the vaccines have only been in the reproductive systems of females for 14, 15, 16 months. And how can you possibly say that there is no long-term impact on fertility of having been vaccinated?
You can have a real level of confidence at the moment. We've now got millions of young women worldwide who've had vaccines. From the clinical trials, there have been now tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands now, of young women who participated in clinical trials. No difference was seen in fertility at all. And similarly, in assisted reproduction clinics, these are places where people have in vitro fertilization, assisted fertilization, no difference in rates of pregnancy, the success rates of pregnancy amongst those women who've had a vaccine versus those women who haven't. But I think, John, one really, really important thing that we have to say, and this is what SAPRA does, it's a benefit risk, is we're talking about a small temporary change in the menstrual cycle in a few women, in some women, not in all women who have a vaccine. What we certainly do know is that pregnant women are at risk, at higher risk, of getting very sick, of requiring to go into intensive care units, and of dying, and their babies are at high risk of having a preterm delivery, which adversely can affect the outcome. So we know that women of reproductive age absolutely need to be protected, particularly because this virus isn't going anywhere in a hurry, and those women are likely in the future to become pregnant. We want to protect them now. We want to protect pregnant women as well. So benefit risk, it's a hands-down win that we want to protect young women of reproductive age, because we do not want them to get COVID either as young women or particularly when they're pregnant.
Helen Rees, amongst other things, the chairperson of the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority. Thank you very much indeed.